for you, Smithy.
Yeah. Now, you're a mother, and I assume a good one and all, but when you saw these children in such deplorable conditions and living in such deplorable conditions and infants being known as repressed, didn't that bother you? Didn't you write any report to the, somebody in authority within this county or city governments or the police department in this county?
I had this huge ideal that I could straighten it out internally in the organization, that it could be corrected as an internal problem. With the training that I had, knowing policy and the way the operation of the organization was running at that time, that I figured that it all could be handled internally and straightened out. And that was probably my basic concept for a lot of years. And then realizing 9 years later that nothing really internally gets handled, that it really doesn't. It's one game against another, one farce against another. And that the whole thing is a lie.
Well, the whole organization, in fact, these hearings have had a very disquieting effect on the city of Clearwater. But if we had some sort of other forum in the future for other people that are currently involved in the Church of Scientology would like to come forward, do you think that'd be worthwhile?
Absolutely. I think that through the years, you'll have more and more Scientologists leave the organization. I consider myself a minor person that has left the organization compared to people that have been in 20, 30 years or longer. I think what would be interesting is it's kind of like you're only skimming the top of the very top. And there are things that people will have no idea until 5 or 10 years, the other things that we will find out and I find out and we get documented as we go on, that there were a lot of things that happened and there are a lot of things that still will come out. And I don't know, maybe we ought to take lie detector tests and maybe somebody believe us then. That's what the e-meter is. I can't answer the question.
Why would you participate in bringing someone back against their will? Didn't that follow you either?
Policy.
Just policy, okay. I have another question. You just mentioned that you felt like your mind was controlled. How was your mind controlled? By just by the same thoughts, repetition, or how do they control your mind?
Well, I took a good look at Korean brainwashing. No sleep, long hours. When you have someone that, when you take someone and you don't put them on a diet, a normal diet of food, and you're eating a diet of heavy starches, 15 to 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, no freedom, no freedom to really enjoy what's going on in life. I'm sure if I was at the Fort Harrison on staff now, that Saturday would probably be a big thrill if I got liberty and could see the beach. You don't really have, you're not capable, you get so entwined into the organization, the repetitious, the terminology, it's like a secret terminology and it's like a little click when you're in high school and you get caught up into that whole game and the constant over and over and over and over again, the same thing. It's just like when your dad says, tie your shoes, tie your shoes, tie your shoes. And you tie your shoes.
Seems to me that I've asked this for one other witness, that it seems that your house divided against itself, and I don't know how you could trust each other. I mean, if you're forced to work long hours and for little or no pay, and your child is rarely with you, and others are participating like that, how in the world do you learn that this organization held together? And without trust, and friendships and loyalties.
They think that they all trust one another, that they're working for one goal of mankind, which is a real fascinating thing. And if the staff really took a look at internally what's going on, I'm sure they've seen their GO personnel and their high executives are sure not in target lines presently. If the staff presently looked around at all their heavyweights that were there a year ago, they sure are not putting their names on any kind of policies, and they're letting some dumb staff member, as far as I'm concerned, become
the scapegoat.
The guy that's going to end up in a committee of evidence is the fool that puts his name. The only thing I can say, guys, don't ever put anything in writing, you know? Make sure that you don't put it in writing, because that was all L. Ron Hubbard's stable datum, and that's exactly how you get yourself nailed. Don't put it in writing, because you'll find out eventually it gets used against you.
Well, like Mr. Walters was in for 17 years or more. Two ladies were in for 17 years. You're in for 9 years. When all these people leave, who's left running the store?
Well, they would have
to replace these people.
So what would be really interesting is when all the people leave, what they will have is what we used to call in ethics is the psychotic cases. They will be the guys that are left there at the Fort Harrison. It'll be very interesting to see how the Fort Harrison operates at that point in time. Because I think that the able beings, and I'm seeing what's going on, and as far as I'm concerned, the able beings are getting out. They're not becoming the scapegoats anymore. And the smart ones will get out. And what you will be left with is a lot of crippled, psychotic kids that have no backbone, their moral justice will be tied into, it's like a Nazi German camp. Spy, you know, who can spy on who? And you will probably at that point in time have to have a lot of heavily trained people that know how to help them.
Will they be classified as good Germans?
Well, if they take a look at what's going on, that's exactly what's happening.
I have no other questions. I think that we've been questioning you long enough. Mr., you have something you must add?
Just one more. Vivenda, you were an auditor, and you had a lot of professional knowledge in both giving and taking the auditing of Scientology in their courses and in their background. As a professional opinion, then, would you feel that public scrutiny of financial transactions
absolutely
in the church
absolutely
would either prevent you from giving or prevent students from taking or impinge their freedom?
Absolutely.
It would absolutely not prevent them, or it is absolutely needed to further this ability to...
I mean, as far as, I'm not sure if I understand, giving them money?
With the scrutiny of their financial transactions.
The scrutiny of what they're doing currently with their financial things?
Would that have prevented you from giving?
Oh, if I had been aware of what the high executives were doing with the income and been aware of what was really going on, I sure as hell wouldn't have been in Scientology as a staff member.
But what I'm asking is, would that have prevented you, financial scrutiny of the transactions, would that have prevented you from taking your courses or giving your courses, and you were a professional auditor?
Would it have prevented me from giving
courses?
Right.
Yeah, I've answered the question, yes. I would not give courses if I had known what was going on with the income.
I don't think I understand it in any other sense. I believe that you have in various ways, but do you want to be satisfied?
Would it have affected the freedom of the religion?
We don't want to talk about freedom of religion. That's another issue that we shouldn't get into. I want to ask this question for the city attorney. He wants to know about this big scam that you mentioned in publicity and promotion, and how is this big scam accomplished? You mentioned something called a big scam.
10% of their CGI has always been unaccounted for. And basically, it's the gross income of what you take off the top of the organization. In each city, there is like in Las Vegas, there was a mission, and then there was what's called an org, or the main organization. the mission holders basically were in control up until recently over monies that were going in and out of the organization, which made a lot of mission holders very wealthy until they have recently changed that. The orgs were taking all of their money and sending it on to Los Angeles and to Clearwater. And they were basically just the workhorse. It's like the lower working class of the whole organization is what basically the orgs are. And while the orgs are taking on getting people in and slowing the money process, the executives are living pretty high on the hog if they really take a look at what's going on.
Would it be safe to assume then if an org takes in $500,000 a week that $50,000 would be going to someone else?
Absolutely.
Off the top. You have this?
One question.
To your knowledge, Clearwater is flag-based.
Absolutely.
So all orders would come out of Clearwater. Whatever happens in the organization will come out of flag base, which is Clearwater.
Through Clearwater. Everything gets cleared through Clearwater. Clearwater is the seed of the operation.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your testimony. You're another very bright woman, and we admire you and thank you for coming.